You hold them that pay gimla mabez. The Tav Gemara says, now lay metanoi. Let's say the chiddush we just learned, Rav's chiddush, is a machlokes tanoim. What was Rav's chiddush? We just had a chiddush that he said that efshe b'chulin, everybody's maskim, he should give him chulin. In other words, you have a person that's sick, it's ochas bumis, and it's a sickness machmas, you're starving, you're not eating enough. And it's talking about on Shabbos. And all you have is just fruits that are tevil. So tevil is also teat. But he's a pekuach nefesh, you have to give him teat. So the question is, if you take this tevil, and you be mafrish, and take 8 peiris achulin, and the other ones are truma, so if you get set aside, and you give him the 8 of chulin teat, and he'll be satisfied, that's what you should do. In other words, give him the chulin teat, and don't let him eat the tevil. So Gemara said, pshit avada, why not? Like, of course, give him the kal, give him chulin. So Gemara said, the chiddush is we're talking about on Shabbos. We're talking about on Shabbos now, so to be mafrish truma is an issa the rabbonin. And the whole tevil we're talking about is otz shein al nakuf. That means it's also only mid rabbonin. So that's a chiddush. That really, I would say, let him eat the tevil now. What is he doing wrong? It's only an issa mid rabbonin. What do you want to fix it up by taking off truma semaisis now on Shabbos, which is also an issa the rabbonin? So Rabbi says yes, it's kedai to do this issa the rabbonin, to take off the truma semaisis and set aside the 8 apples that are chulin and let him eat these 8 apples. That was his chiddush. So Gemara says that was Rabbi's chiddush. So Gemara says, let's say Rabbi's chiddush is a machlokes tanoim. The Tanya we learned, if a snake bit the person, and it's on Shabbos now, so it's as konas nefashis, is koren loy roifim imokim lemokim. You're allowed to call a doctor even from another place. Even if you have to be mechal Shabbos to call the doctor, you're allowed to. Or mekaren loy asatana gerlis. You're allowed to rip open a chicken. Rashi says, lo seis al hamakim, shizuhi refuasein. Mashmah, that was a refuah. That was a healing. If a dog bit you, take the insides of a chicken and put it on the makim, so you're allowed to do this on Shabbos. The goiz is in loya secretion. You're allowed to pull off Rashi min amachuba lachiloi. You're allowed to pull off the ground creation that's karasi, Rashi says that's leak. You're allowed to pull off the ground leak that's growing to give it to this achayla. So you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos almanas to save the person. O ma'achila noisai and give it to him teat. V'yein tzorech laser, and you don't have to take off truma semaisus. In other words, even though this leak now is tevil, you didn't take off truma semaisus, still you're allowed to give it to him the way it is right now, and you don't have to take off truma semaisus in order to make it into chulin. So the chur, this is not like Rabba. According to Rabba, what do you mean you can let him eat the mice? You let him eat the tevil. Why? We might take off the mice now in Shabbos and give him the chulin teat. So the chur, divrei Rebbe, this is what Rebbe holds. So chur, Rebbe holds not like Rabba doesn't hold like Rebbe. But Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shimon Oimer, no, lo yoychalat sheyaser. Don't let him eat this karsi, the fruit now, the vegetable now, until you first take off the truma semaisus. So the chura neima, Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shimon, he, for lo Rebbe. That the Rabbi said in such a case also, we have to give the chayla something to eat on Shabbos. And it wasn't mesukah, it's tevil. And it's only an issim of the rabbonin, because here also karsi, vegetables, only as the chi of truma mid rabbonin. Midirais, it's only dog on tirish for yitzom. It's only tfua and grapes and olives that has the chiyuv midiraisa. The vegetables are only midirabonin. And still, Rebbe says, you're not allowed to take off the truma semaisus, but let them eat the tevil. So, l'chur, you see, Rabba doesn't go like Rebbe. So, Gemara says, no. Afilo tamer Rebbe. It could be that Rabba goes even according to Rebbe. Na'ad kan lo koma Rebbe hosam. When did Rebbe say over here, when you want to give the person this karsi, this leek, teat, that we say, let him eat the tevil. Don't take off truma semaisis now on Shabbos. Let him eat the tevil the way it is. Elalinyan maisa yerek. When we're talking about now taking off maisa, that means it's tevil from vegetables. The rabbonin. Vegetables are only mechuyim with the rabbonin to take off truma semaisis. That midiraisa, they're potter from truma semaisis. It's only dog and tirish v'yitzurim. So the whole Indian of vegetables to take off truma semaisis, that it's tevil, is only with the rabbonin. That's why Rebbe says it's kedai to let him eat these vegetables the way they are now with tevil and not do the mice of afrosha truma, because you don't gain anything. To do the mice of afrosha truma is an issa the rabbonin. And what is he doing wrong now by eating the tevil? Also on an issa the rabbonin. So therefore, let him eat this issa the rabbonin. Let him eat it the way it is. That's what Rebbe says. Avo b'maisa dogon mashenkin, in the case before, by Rabbi's case, they were talking about, really it's talking about wheat. The tevil the araisu. That really it's tevil midiraisa. So there it could be afilu Rebbe moida. Even Rebbe is moida. That there it's kedai to take off the truma semaisis on Shabbos and let him only eat the chulin. Don't let him eat the tevel. Why? The isharis lebi yotze shein anokov. Even though we gave a teretz before, we're talking about the wheat now grew and the flower pot that does not have a hole in it. So it's only mechuyim midrabbanan. Still, Rabbi says you should for sure take off the truma semaisis first and then let him eat the chulin. Why? Because if you're not going to do that, if you let him eat the wheat the way it is right now, we're afraid osi lemechel biotis shehu nokif. We're afraid sometimes you'll also give him to eat the wheat that grows in a flower pot that has a hole in it, shehu nokif. And if there's a hole on the bottom, then we say it gets its nourishment from the ground, and then it's called like growing on the ground of Eretz Yisrael, and then the halacha is that you mechuyim midraisa in truma semaisis. So in such a case, for sure, we're not going to let him eat the tevel, because that's a chi of misa, midei shemayim. Mashenken, the other answer is, take off the truma semaisis, it's only yosem the rabbonin. So when we're talking about a nisa d'iraisa, for sure everybody holds that you should first take off the truma semaisis and let him only eat the chulin. So Rabbi says a chiddush, even though now the wheat is growing in an otzus, sheinu nokuf is growing in a flower pot that does not have a hole in it. So even though right now it's only mechuyev midrabbanan and truma semaisus, still we say take off the truma semaisus, do this issur rabbanan, and you're going to save that he's not going to eat an issur rabbanan. So what are you gaining? The both issur rabbanans, you're gaining that another time you won't come to give him an issur d'oraisa. Because if you let him eat this tevel now, even though now it grew in a flower pot that doesn't have a hole, we're afraid sometimes you'll also give him wheat that grows in a flower pot that does have a hole. And then it's mechuyim midraisa. That's why even Rebbe would be masking here. Rebbe only said let him eat the tevel where it's vegetables. It can't be an issur d'oraisa. Mashen came by wheat where it could be an issur d'oraisa. Even Rebbe would be moedis kedai. Tana rabbanan. Mi shachso bumis. Somebody gets this type of a sickness because he's starving, not eating, is machilo noisoy dvash. He let him eat honey. V'chomina masika, any type of sweet things. Shehad vash v'chomina masika mirin moreno shalodim. It makes a person see better. Like we had before, this sickness of bulmus, symptom is that you can't see well, and the rye you're getting better is when your eyesight comes back. So you have to do something to get your eyesight back, therefore dvash, honey, your sweet things are good for you. The Afo Pisha and Raya Ladover, I don't have 100% Raya, of a Zecha Ladover, I have a Ksas, a little bit Raya, a little Zecha, a little remembrance to this thing. The Pasuk says in Shmuel, Runo, ki oru einai, ki toamti matvash. As Yonason said, that see, I got my eyesight, I can see good, because I ate a little bit of honey. So you see, honey makes you see good. Freddy Gemara, what do you mean, O my Afo Pisha and Raya Ladover? Why, what do you say, even though it's not a good Raya? It's a very good Raya, it's a good proof. Now the Pasuk says, because he ate honey, he got his eyesight back. And the Gemara, the Hossam La Bulmus Achsei. Thereby, Yonason doesn't say that he had a sickness of bulmus. So therefore, it's not 100% Raya. It could be Stam, if you're not sick and you take honey, it makes you see well. But maybe when you have this sickness of bulmus, maybe honey doesn't help you. So it's not 100% proof, it's just a small Zechel Adover. Omer Rabbaye, Lashonim Al-Liach Rachila. When is it good to have something sweet? That's only after you eat. Heard is the makkah to have dessert. He says, after you eat, then you can have something sweet. But before you start eating, you take something sweet. Migragor. Forget, it only gives you to want to eat more and more. It doesn't satisfy you. Trashi migragor. Mamshich esalev letayvas rabban. It only like makes you more hungry. It makes you more eat. So mela is not a cure for this bulmus. Bulmus is a type of a sickness that you like hungry. So it's saying sweet is good. That's only your first you wait and then you take sweet, then it satisfies you. But before you start to eat, you take the sweet, it'll only make you be more hungry. It's no good. You see the Pasuk says, Vayimtsu ish mitzri basode, Vayiku oiso yel David, they brought him to David, Vayitnu loy lechem, first they gave him bread to eat, Vayoycho vayashkuhu moyim, and they gave him water to drink, and then, Vayitnu loy pelach develam, then they gave him sweet dates to eat. Or shnei tzemukim and two raisins. Vayoychel and yetem, vatoshev ruch elov, and it came back to normal. Kilo yochel lechem v'loshosamayim shloshu yomim, u'shloshu leilot, because the person didn't eat or drink for 3 days and three nights. So see also, the seder was, first David gave him bread to eat, he gave him achila, and then after the bread he first gave him the honey, the dates. Omer Rav Nachman Omer Shmuel, mi shachso bulmet, if somebody gets the sickness, that from a harvest or from hunger, is machil noisoy alya bedvash. Give him a good geshmak alya, a tail, a fat tail, Rashi, bossa shumamoy. It means very fatty meat, good meat. Bidvash with honey. In other words, give him teat. Rafuna bread, Rav Yeshua Amar. Av serlis nekia bidvash. It's also good to have pure flour and honey. Even if it's not like pure good flour, it's only barley flour. That's also with honey. It's good for bulmus. Amar Rabbi Yechinen, pa machas achzoni bulmus. One time it happened to me that I got this sickness as bulmus. For etzasi lemizrocha shaltena, and I went to run to the east side of the day tree. In other words, on the east side, that's where the sun is. The sun comes up on the mizrach. So memela trash the mizrocha shaltena. Shal shemesh makisha min aboikirat chatzois hayoyim. The sun is there the whole morning until chatzois. The sun is on the east side. The shemesh mamatek esapri, and the sun baking down on the fruits make the fruit sweet. So in other words, he went to take a nice sweet date. That's what he went to eat. The kayamti biatzmin of Yechon said, I was mekayim. I did to myself the posik hachochma techaye bolehil. As because I was smart, I kept myself alive. In other words, I knew that the cure for this bulmus is to eat something sweet. To Tony Rav Yosef, Haroitza Lito in Tam Tena Yofim, Tam Tena, if you want to taste a nice sweet date, is Yiftalim Mizrocha. Go to the east side. Shenema the Pasuk says, Umi Meget Tvua Shemesh. In other words, Tvua Shemesh means the Tvua that's near the sun, that's very sweet. Mi Meget, Rashi says, Lashin Madanim, something tastes very good. We have Yehuda, we have Yosi. Have you caused the Mizrocha? They're both walking in the street. Och say bulmus le Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda all of a sudden got an attack. He got the sickness of the bulmus. Because he was hungry, he got the sickness. Is kavche le roya? He grabbed the pasture that was with him, the shepherd. Achle le rifta. And he like stole it, took away his bread and ate his bread. Churi had a heta. Was a sakonis tefoshes. Here he was in the staff. He was in his sickness now that he may die. The yetzer is a curious teat. So that you have a right to steal somebody, take somebody else's bread to keep yourself alive. So Mele ate the Raya's bread. Could be it wasn't really Gzela. Stam the Raya would have been masking, would have let him do it, but he took it. Omele Rabbi Yosef had a tiny tim. Kafachto es a Raya. Lechura you stole, like you took away from the Raya. Lechura Rabbi Yosef had a tiny, it's not so nice what you did. Maybe you should have asked him first. How come you just went and took it? That's what Rabbi Yosef tiny tim. We'll see, it wasn't a good tiny. So Marcel, what happened was, so at the beginning what happened was Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosef was walking on the road. So first Rabbi Yehuda got the attack. Now, Kimoto Lamasa, when they came home into the city, Och say Bulmus Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi now got the attack. He got the Bulmus. Is Ahadro Balgoi Vitsoi. So, the whole city came out to give him food to eat. Shrashi, Ahadri Balgoi Vitsoi, Savavuhu, Veneir, all the people of the city surrounded him. The Kiful Leginim Sheldvash, and they went to give him barrels full of honey. O Mesik and sweet thing. O Korah Sheltashim, and give him food to eat. That's what the whole city came to give him. So Amalei Rabbi Yehuda, Yehuda told back to him that Ani Kafachti Es Roya. I only took food from one person, just for one shepherd. Not so bad. The Yata Kafachti Es Yekula, and you made the whole city come and give you food. I said, watch yourself. Like it's not what I did wasn't so bad. And Avada Yada had to do with it. It's about you die, you're starving to death, and they're taking the food from somebody. Avada, we're not talking about where the other person is also starving to death. If the other person is starving, maybe then you have the right to take his. Like it's his, he has the right to eat it, not you. But in the case where the other guy has a piece of bread and he's not starving to death, and you're starving to death, it's as kind of fascist, how about you have a right to take the bread and eat it? Vesu, Reb Meir, Reb Yehuda, Reb Yosi, the three of them, Hevi Kazli Biruch, they're walking down the road. Reb Meir, Hevi Daik Vishmo. Reb Meir was very medayik in a person's name. Like he could tell by a person's name if the guy's a Rosh or a Tzaddik. Reb Yehuda, Reb Yosi, Hevi Daik Vishmo. They didn't look into a person's name so much. So what happened? Kimotalahu Dukta, they came into the city, came into LA. Bozi Yoshpiza, they wanted to have a hotel, a motel to sleep in. Is Yoivulus, they told him, yeah, go to this place. Omrulois, they asked the person, the Balabos there, Mashmecha, what's your name? Omrulahu Kidur, my name is Kidur. Is Omas Rameya said, Shema min Adam Roshu, I could tell this guy's a Rosh already. Shinem the Apostle says, Kidor Tapucha Seima, it's a door of doing Beit Averis. So the name was Kidor, Dor, same name, he's a Rosha. So Rameya is going to watch himself now. Rameya knows this guy's a Rosha. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, Ashli Malek Yisayu. It's before Shabbos, so you can't keep your wallet in your pocket on Shabbos. So Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi gave their wallet to the man to hold. Ashli Malek Yisayu. They gave over the cluster wallet for the man to hold. Rameya, though, Eloy Ashtum like Yisayu. He didn't give his wallet to him. Like he knew the guy's a Rosha, he wouldn't give a Rosha his wallet to steal it. Is Oza, what did Rameya do? Oisvei be kivrei diahua. He went and put it in the basic forest by his father. That's where he put it. is Achtalei Bechalnei. So he came to him in the dream. To Ashoku Kisei Demanach Aresha Dehugavrim. So I says, he put it by the Rosh's father. So the Rosh's father came to him in a dream and told him, told the son, hey, take away this money that's bothering me, that's lying on my head. Is the Mocha the next day, Omalhu Hochi Yitzchalei Bechamoy. So this Rosh, the dope, the Rosh went and told Remei what he dreamt. He told him, you know, I had a dream last night that my father came to tell me that there's money by my head, I should take it away. Like, shall I listen to him or not? Is Amrilei, Remei got scared, hey, I'll go and take my money. Is Amrilei, Chalma Deveshim Shalesbu Mamoshes. A dream you dream on Shabbat doesn't mean anything. Don't take it seriously. Don't dig on near the money. Drashi, Deveshim Shalav Shabbosis. What you dream on Erev Shabbos, Friday night, does less than a Moshes, Drashi. Meteich Shadim Emnuchom. Without on Friday night, you have rest, you have peace. Is Mahara, you think a lot of things. For Raya Chalaimus, and you could dream also then. The Nei wanted to push off the guy here, this Russia, he shouldn't go and take his money. It was, so also Ramei, what he did was, Venatri Kuliyamah, Ramei that was still scared. He ran to the basic forest and he stood there to watch his money the whole day. He didn't touch it, but just watched the, yeah. The Aisu, and it came from some Soy Shabbos, he took his money back. Is Lamachor. So came the next day, the other two, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, Omru Loi, Havlon Kisei. They went to Kader, to Kidur, and they asked him, Mr. Kidur, give us back our wallets. We gave to you on Friday to watch for us. Omulus, Mr. Kidur answered back, Lohayat Varmi Elam, nothing doing, you never gave me your wallets, don't bother me. Is Omul Rameh, Rameh told back to Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda, Amai Loi Da Kisei Mishma, how come you didn't know this? You should have heard the guy's name is Mr. Kidur, you should have known, he's a Russian, not to give me your money. Is Armulay said at times back to Mayor, Hamilo Yamatalon, why don't you tell us? Amilo Yamatalon Mar. Good, we were Madaik, but you should have told me, you should have informed us that Mr. Kid is a Russia. Is Armulhu Aimo the Amriano Khashosha. That that I say I'm a Madaik in the name, that the name sounds like a Russia, I don't know Vada is a Russia. I only have a right to assume it, like to have to be careful. That's called Khashosha. There's a Khashash, maybe he's a Russia. Of the Yahzuki Miyamri. But to say he's a Russia, I can't say. So I don't have a right to go and tell you he's a Russian. Me, myself, I'll watch out. I have a chash, maybe he's a Russian. Kids also, they lost their money, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosef. What did they do? Mashkuhu v'yalu lechanusam. They went and followed this Mr. Kidur into a store where he worked in the daytime. Ischozo tafchayu avishmayu. They saw that as mushdish, he had some food. In other words, his breakfast was still on his mushdish. He didn't wash himself off after breakfast. They were soon he didn't wash mayim achreinim. So he didn't wash off his eggs off his mushtish. So his eggs were still in his mushtish. Shashi Royu Adoshim Asfoman. They saw some lentils. As a breakfast he had lentils, and it was still on his mushtish. That's what they saw. So what they do, the Rabbi Yehuda, Oslo Vyoival Simnil Vesum. They first went back to the innkeeper's house and they went to the wife and said, you know, Mr. Kid, your husband told us that you should give us the two wallets. And the simon that he told to us is, I know, for breakfast you ate adoshim. That was the simon that he told us. V'shaklu l'kisayu, v'yaisi. And okay, she believed him. They gave him a good simon. How do they know what you ate, what my husband ate for breakfast? How my husband told you to tell me? So she took the two kisim, the two wallets, and gave it back to them. Is oz, v'yaisi. Oz at liyus, now Mr. Kida walked home, and v'katle needs to say, we heard what his wife did. That his wife gave away the two wallets. So he killed his wife. That was the Matzul Mr. Kidur. So the Mara Haino Datnan, this is what we learned, that Mayim Rishonim Hachilu Bosa Chazir. If somebody doesn't wash Mayim Rishonim before he sat down to eat, but once happened, a person got Chazir to be served. And Rashi says the Maisa was that there used to be a restaurant that they used to serve kosher and treif. How do they know who to serve to? If a guy came in and washed his hands, so they gave him kosher. And the guy came in and didn't wash his hands, they thought he was a guy, and they gave him chazir. So once the yid came in and didn't wash his hands, and he sat down, so the waiter brought him chazir to eat. So because the guy didn't wash mayim rishonim, he got chazir. And mayim achreinim, because somebody didn't wash his mayim achreinim, hogu was a nefesh. He went to kill somebody. So Rashi explains that if the Mr. Kidur would have washed mayim achreinim, usually after you wash your hands at the end of the meal, you already washed off your mushdis also ready. But since he didn't care about washing off his hand, that's why he didn't wash off his mushdis either. So because of that, his wife was killed. He killed his wife. So the moral will say to Rabbi Daiki B'Shmur. But after this lesson, now Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi also used to be careful about somebody's name. Is Kimoto Luhu Beisam, when they went to this house, the Shmei Bola, the name there was Bola, is like Ailo Lagabe, they didn't want to go in. Amri they said Shmamina Rosho. Some of these guys are Rosho. The Pasuk says V'oimer la Bola Nufim. He tell Bola Nufim she's a Zaynet like this dude's nus. So in other words, they didn't go into the house of Bola anymore. But Mishnah says Misha Noshko Kelev Shreita. If a wild dog bites you, it's Kodesh Nefoshes. So the Machlokes in the Mishnah what the Rufu is. Now the Tanakama says Ein Machil Noisai Machter Kovet Shaloi. You can't give the person teeth from the liver of this dog. Because he yells, that's not a refuah. We have Masih ben Chorosh Shmatri, he said, yes, that is called refuah. But the doctor says, if a wild dog bit you, the refuah is, chop him up, the dog, and take out his lobe of the liver, and eat it. That's a refuah. So that's a machlekes in the Mishnah, if that's really called a refuah or not. Matzor Rabbonin, Chamisha Dvorim Nemru Bekelev Shreita. There are five things said about a wild dog, Kelev Shreita. Pir Pasuach, his mouth is always open. The Riroi Noitiv is always dripping juices there. The Yaznav Sruchas, and his ears are crumpled over. Josh Yaznav Sruchas, Gedolus, the very big ears. O Kfulas Lamatin, they're folded over downwards. Oznavoi Munachal Yakosov, and his tail is not hanging down normal, it's lying on his thigh, on his side. That's where his tail is hanging. O Mahalach Betidid Drachim, he likes to walk on the sides of the Drachim. The Yeshem, some say, Af Neubach Vien Kol Nishma. He like barks, but he can't hear him. Something wrong with him. How did the guy become a shaita? How did he become a kelev shaita? In my heavy, what happened to the dog? Rav Amar Noshim Kishvoni is Masachkes boy. Shno was Kishif, a witchcraft, a lady witchcraft, where to put some witchcraft into him. That's why the dog became a shaita. Shmuel Amar Ruach Ra Sharolev. No, a dog that's a shaita because of the Ruach Ra, something's bad in him. My Benai, what's the difference if it came from witchcraft or it came from Ruach Ra? It can Benai the Mikdalei. When you want to go kill this dog, how do you have to go kill him? The Mikdalei Bedovra Nizra. Don't go near him. If he has a Ruach Ra in there, you're not supposed to touch the dog. Just kill him by throwing something at him. Throw a bow and arrow at him. Mashenkin, if it's not Ruach Ra, it's not witchcraft, then you can even touch him when you kill him. Srashi Lamandiyam, Ruach Ra, Sherolov, Lo Yikra Vetzel. Don't go too close to him, Lahorgoy. Be a dying with the ends. Throw something at him to kill him. Masha Mashenkin, if it's only from witchcraft, then you could touch him. And Tanya Kavos to Shmuel, we even have a Raya like Shmuel now. The Kishorgan Oysa, when you kill a dog, that's a Shaita, and Horgan Oysa Yela Badavra Nizrak. Only kill him something you throw at him. In other words, you have to be afraid that a Ruach Ra is in him, so you shouldn't touch the Ruach Ra. So tomorrow, Dochiv Lei Mistakin. If the dog that's a Shaita pushes you, Yishnoyu Nesakona. Something he'll hurt you, harm you. The Nochus Lei, if he bites you, Mais. You're going to die. It's a Sakona Sephoshis. But why if the Kelev Shreita bites you, it's a Sakona Sephoshis. So tomorrow, the Chayiv Bei Mistakin. That if he just pushes you, you get harmed from it. It's harmful. Mai Takante, what should you do? Nishlech Manye, take off your shirt, your clothing. For Nehirte, or the Bach of the Gersa. Nishtachay manya v'nashtiyo kamayu. Hey, take off your clothing and throw it in front of the dog, and you run away. That's what you should do. Mar says Rafuna bread of Yeshua. There's a raya that chofbei chad minayu b'shuka. Once happened that a kelev shaita once pushed him on the road. Is shachino lamane. He took off his clothing and threw it in front of the dog. V'royet and he ran away. And Omar he said kiyamti biatzmi. I was mekayim. I did to myself. Because I was smart, I knew this is the remedy, this was to cure me, I didn't get harm from the push of this dog. But it says if the dog bites you, you should know it's a tzchonos nefoshes, you may die from it. What's the remedy? How are you going to cure yourself? Omer Abaye, Nasi Mashko Diapa. Take the skin of an apa, type of an animal, a hyena, what, sometimes a leopard, who drashu at sabua, a colorful one. The dichri has to be a zocher, a male one. The nicht of a lion, write on the skin of it, ano paun yavapon, he said, write your yichis, your name, your mother's name, your father's name. Amashko diapa dichri, I'm writing it down on the skin of this animal that's a male. Exiv naloch, I'm going to write like this, I'm going to write also, that kanti kalirus, that's what you should write on the skin. V'yamrlo, some say, Kandi, Kalurius, Ko, Shem, Tzavokos, Omein, Selam. That's what you should write on the skin of this animal. V'neshalchino, Lamane, and also take off your clothing. Olek Perinu, and bury your clothing. Be Kivri, in the basic verse. Atreisi Achishosa. For 12 months, let your clothing be buried in the cemetery. He says, what? Be Kivri, he has the Bach, Be Kivri, the Pashas Drachim. On the basic verse, on the road, on the highway. Is Atreisi Achishosa. Vinafkinu, and after 12 months, then take out your clothing again, dig them up again. Vinaklino betanura, go burn them in an oven. Vinevderino lekitmo, when you have the ashes now, spread out the ashes, apashas rochem, on the highway. That's what you should do. That will be your remedy. Vahanech treisi achishosim, what do you do though these 12 months? While your clothing is being buried in the ground, what do you do these 12 months? Is kishosamai, when you drink water, lelishti yele begufto denachsha. Only drink it in a pipe, like in a nechoshes, a copper pipe. The dilma chazi bavua the shado plistakin. If you drink in a regular glass, you're afraid maybe you'll see the bavua, you'll see the shadow of the shade and he'll harm you. Kihor the abba barmas, like abba barmasam, who abba barmenyumi. He is abba barmenyumi. That abba leime, his mother made for him when this happened. Some when a caliph shreit to bid him, and he did all these things that he got the skin and he wrote these things. And he burnt it, and he took off his clothing and buried it. So what does mother do for him these 12 months? Goof to the havel. She made him a special type of a drinking cup made out of gold. In other words, make something special that you won't see the shadow of this shade. The Yoidam Rav Masi. Rav Masi does another thing in the Mishnah. So Rav Masi said two things that's called a refuah. First, Rav Masi said that if a kelev shreita bites you, he holds it is a refuah to eat the liver of it. And then the master said, "Hachoshes begroinim. Somebody has a bad ache in the throat. Is matinu loy sam b'toich piv b'Shabbos. You're allowed to take medicine on Shabbos. Why? Because he holds it's the konos nefoshes. That's what master's chiddush also. Even though it's only a pain in the throat, you know sometimes the pain in the throat is also called as a konos nefoshes. So therefore, on Shabbos, you're allowed to take this medicine. We have Yechinin chash b'tzvidna. He had a sickness." The scurf, they call it, and there's teeth, the scums, and the gums. Choshpitz Fidna is also Gaba the Humatrinusa. She went to some Goyisha doctor, a lady doctor, of the lay Milsa. She made for him some medicine, Chamisha on Thursday, Umali Shabbat on Friday. In 2 days he got cured, but she just gave him the medicine to use. He didn't know how she made it. Is Chamisha Umali Shabbat. Is on my law, b'Shabbos mai, what am I supposed to do on Shabbos? Like on Shabbos, I can't come to you on Shabbos. So, like, tell me how to make the medicine. Let me make the medicine myself. Omrule, she said back to him, Leit Tzarichus, you're not going to need it. Because she cured already. You don't need the medicine on Shabbos. But he said, Rabbi Yechon still wanted to know how to make this medicine, though. So he asked her, Imatrechino mai, let's say I do need it, though. Maybe another time I'm going to need it. Well, how's the remedy? How should I make this medicine that cures me? Is Omrule, she said, Ishtaboyili Tlemegalis. Swear to me that you won't tell anybody else. Then I'll tell it to you. Is Ishtabe Rabbi Yechon swore like this. Ishtabele Lakodi Yisrael Lemaglina. I swear that I won't tell the Eibishter. That's who I won't tell. Mashma the Yidin, I'll tell. But I swear I won't tell the Eibishter. Is Lakodi Yisrael to the Eibishter Lemaglina, I won't tell. Is Somela, she told him the remedy.